country.
Step-by-step progress is still out there. Whether or not Democrats want to work that way, I think, is unclear. But you could clearly get a border security bill through. I think you could get HB1 visas through.
There's no doubt the president was told if he works on the border, the Republican caucus will work with him on passing the bill. He's done his part. They've failed to do their part. The speaker got a lot of pushback from somebody within his caucus who he has to listen to, and so he changed course. I don't think it's political courage, and I was really disappointed.
Loads of blame and no action when it comes to immigration. That was part of the Sunday swirl. If you tuned in to hear the talking heads, hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, welcome to this version of America tonight. Keith Ellison is the congressman you heard there, the Democrat from Minnesota, who said the president did his job. The Republicans screwed the pooch on that one. Where Congressman Tom Cole, the Republican from Oklahoma, disagrees, saying, hey, progress is impossible. Here's what it is. It's called saving their political hides. Even Chuck Schumer, you want a Democrat? There's one for you, who is as far left as you can go, says we'll have to wait until 2017. And the reason that you have to wait is because we still have the same problem. What is the same problem over and over again? We don't have secure borders. You don't have to have any kind of political affiliation to realize that. It doesn't take much to understand that we have still have very porous borders. So you really can't pass any kind of comprehensive immigration reform if you don't know who's coming in and who's coming out. You don't know the flow. That seems pretty simple enough, right? So the president pushes for immigration, but the reality is you have 2014 midterm elections, 2016, another presidential year. I don't think so. And it was Schumer who helped push last summer in passing more reform, who threw out the argument that the president wouldn't enforce tighter border security law and other related laws. Because that's what the Speaker of the House, John Boehner, was saying last week when he decided to take to the airwaves. And Boehner said, there's doubt about whether you can enforce the laws and how can you move immigration legislation until that changes. I think you throw out any of the political nonsense on that and really talk to people who know what's going on in the border, which we've done. They don't have any kind of a handle on some of what's happening and who's coming in and who's coming out. It's a game of chicken, and especially in the areas where it's more remote, which is a lot of our border, and that's part of the problem. It's not like we have these five entry gates, and geez, if you don't come in the gates, oh, well, you might dig a tunnel or two around it. No, there's much more happening at the border, and we're, of course, talking about the southern border than you can imagine. So how could you really do that? And nobody wants that on their back with their constituents, Democrats or Republicans, because there are a lot of Democrats that don't want to touch it either. They're fearful of what's going to happen to their ranks. And Roy Blunt, Missouri Republican, says that, of course, the House is reluctant to do much with the president constantly talking about how he can work around Congress and all this other stuff. So how do you think we're going to pass any kind of comprehensive immigration reform? Now, the Senate last year did pass a bill that included a 13-year path to citizenship. Remember that? For some of the, what's estimated, because we don't even know if that's what it is, 11 million people, I think it's a little bit more, living illegally in the states. The Republican led House said tighter border security first, then only legal status for illegal immigrants. So there are definitely some differences in what this would look like. And what's interesting, what is interesting, the deportation numbers are pretty high, but that goes to that same cat and mouse thing. So the problem is that, I mean, I just don't know how you can say, if you talk to any Border Patrol agents, they, and if you talk to them off the record especially, because they can't be nailed for that, they'll tell you they're doing the same things over and over again. There may be a few more. There might be some new equipment, but it's still that same game. So it's an exercise in futility when you hear the conversation about immigration. Because, one, we go back to the 80s and the fact that we already had laws, they weren't enforced, and this is what we get. I mean, you know, that's what it is. That's what we get. So we've got we've got incredibly open borders. We have incredibly open borders. That's the deal. It is not political. It is what it is. It's factual. It's factual. So you can't have comprehensive reform with that. How can you have that? You can't have that. The laws weren't enforced in the first place. And we can't go backwards in that. You know, people are starting to get furious with some of the things that are happening from state to state. And, you know, when it comes to immigrants, people that are here illegally, there are more states that are granting in-state tuition to people who are here illegally. New Jersey's one of them, where the students who come into the United States illegally as kids can pay in-state tuition. And it changes a number of states that had statutes against that initially. But now there's this in-state tuition. But to qualify, there is a qualifier. You have to have high school graduates have to meet the requirements, so they have to live in the state for a number of years. And, you know, they're setting up financial aid and scholarships and grants and, you know, all of that and whatnot. The problem is the comparisons of other people who need the money who are in the country legally. And this is where you get a big tug of war, and I can understand that. So taxpayer money that would be going to U.S. citizens, hey, it's not going to U.S. citizens. If this is where they're moving in this direction, it's going to non-citizens who could also, under our current laws, actually be deported. So, okay, so if you go to the argument of, well, we're trying to subsidize our workforce, but what if it's the workforce that's not going to be there? That's the problem. I mean, that's another one of the problems. So you've got state laws colliding with other laws, too, as well. And the in-state tuition benefit has a lot of people fuming because of that. So I don't know. I think that both sides of this are interesting. And I think some of the states that have passed it, they're not going to have that repeal push or the blowback. But there are others that bar the in-state benefit. Arizona, Colorado, Georgia, South Carolina, Indiana, Alabama. And I don't see that changing anytime soon. Hey, we're going to hit the mailbag next, or you can throw in a call or two, 855-266-5283. Immigration reform, what do you think? Can we really have comprehensive reform? Do we need it? Throw in your two on the flip side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing, and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Walks slowly down the street, the green pool way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of his feet. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway, the bullets rip. To the sound of his feet, yeah. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. And another one gone, and another one gone. Another one bites the dust, hey. Gonna get you too. Another one bites the dust.
Once the weekend rolled out and I rolled in and I checked the mail, we were overwhelmed with the amount of email that we've received. So without further ado, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
This one from Marty, who says, Kate, I am so tired of the immigration back and forth BS. They all know, these politicians, these blowholes, that nothing is going to happen when it comes to immigration. And yet they're the first to grab whatever microphone is in front of them and spout out their reasons why we should or shouldn't have reform at this point. It is all about the politics of getting elected. You've said that several times. I agree. So 2014 is midterms. 2016 is all about beating Hillary if you're a Republican. Nobody gives a hoot about immigration when you come down to it because they want to get elected and they don't want to offend a certain sector of the people who will have to vote for them. Just my two cents. All right, taking a cue from some of the things that we've obviously said on the air. Yeah, that's it. This is why we go to that whole thing about part of the problem. The politics of today is the crashing of the same ideas over and over and over and over and over again. I mean, isn't there a way to simplistically look at this? No, it's not a simple problem. No, it's a massive problem now, illegal immigration, because it was allowed to become that way. Because people got wealthy by allowing it to happen and to pay, let's face it, less money for workers. So the small amounts of people that were coming in turned into giant amounts when they realized they could make money. Because, hey, in Mexico, do you think they care about people who aren't making money? No, that's the land of the haves and the have-nots. The richest man in the world lives in Mexico. I'm not saying he doesn't give a little bit of money to charity, but I'm saying they don't really care about having any kind of a middle class in Mexico. And what do they rely on? American dollars and having jobs in the United States and sending money back to Mexico. So there's not a vested interest in Mexico to see this process unfold. And it is about getting elected more than all the arguments that surround it. And since it is about that, nobody wants to touch the third rail. And this is what happens. It doesn't matter. You're a congressperson. You're a senator. You might have great ideals. You might clash with the person next to you, but by God, you want to get through what you promised the people who elected you, you'll get through. But you, no man is an island. You can't do it alone. Then you get in there. And then you start having to owe favors to get on different committees, and the wheel goes round and round and round. It really is that way. It's not being sarcastic. It's not being a fearmonger. It's not any of those things. It's just the reality. We live in a parallel universe. The electables and the people that are waiting to see what's going to happen. That's why you have to be politically aware. Because the deeper you get into this, my friends, it's true. There is power in numbers. If more people wrote and pressured their congresspeople and their Senate people, more action would happen. You talk to any insider in D.C., and even today it's true. The phone calls, emails, especially the phone calls, you start to get a certain amount of phone calls, they have to address it because it goes back to that electability thing. It absolutely goes back to that. All right, let's go to this one. This is from Jake in Austin. He emails us all the time. Jake says, Kate, I'm so tired of hearing about the blimp from New Jersey, Chris Christie, and who cares? He is not going to be the Republican nominee in 2016. No way, no how. He just came to my state. Nobody was interested in what Chris Christie had to say. He's a bully. He's a moron. He's an idiot from New Jersey who is not electable any longer. I kind of liked his sass. I kind of liked the way he rolled, and I could excuse his rolls. But now I cannot stand this guy. I don't even care if he had anything to do with that bridge to New York or not. I am so sick of hearing about Chris Christie. He's out of here. Well, you know what? That's from a Texan. And I don't dispute what you're saying. 2016, nope. It's the Chris Christie News Hour constantly. I already said this a couple of hours ago on MSNBC. That seems to be all they talk about, everything that happens with him. This aide said this, this person's being subpoenaed. And I mean, I get it that it's controversy and that it was all of a sudden inflated and was on Time Magazine and all of that. But I think at this point, I don't know. People don't care. I honestly think that Jeb Bush has a better chance. Rand Paul, Ted Cruz. I mean, you know, pick a name out of a hat, and they probably have a better chance than Chris Christie. Whatever happened with the bridge thing, whatever happened with the Sandy money, all that stuff, it doesn't matter. I think it's just we're weary. We're weary of that. So any of the pop that he had has faded. Oh, it's faded. All right, this one from Amber who says, Kate, I've never emailed the show before. I heard you talking about the medals the other day. Sorry I didn't get in my medal count. But can you tell me how many gold medals the U.S. has won so far? Yeah, the U.S. has won 2 gold medals. Jamie Anderson and Sage Katzenberg both medaling. Sage, a guy, Jamie, a woman, in slope style in snowboarding. So they both won gold, so that's the Star Spangled Banner sung twice. Altogether, the U.S. has 4 medals, as does Russia, Canada, and the Netherlands. Norway leads the pack with 7 medals so far. Some big surprises, Bodie Miller, didn't win in the downhill, didn't medal, in fact, in alpine skiing. An Austrian won, a young guy, Mathis Mayer, his name is, he won the downhill. That was surprising because a lot of people thought that Bodie Miller was one of the favorites to do that. He still has a couple of other events left, and let's hope he does well in those. But it's still early, just a couple of days in, and a lot of events to still get to. A lot of individual events and whatnot. So two gold medals for the U.S. so far at this point. Let's see. Let's go to blah, blah, blah. This one from Bob in New Jersey. Kate, you should be glad. I've heard you mentioned a couple times. I think you were originally from this area, if I'm not mistaken, or at least you lived here. You should be glad you don't live here now. It is insanity what has happened with all the snowstorms. We're running out of salt, and I suppose there will be a way to come up with more, but it's been a very frustrating winter. It's too harsh. I'm so ready for the summer. We've had so many snow days. I have kids in middle school, and they are constantly home. It's more a question of, do you think today will be a day they get to go to school? And this is no exaggeration. My friend, wherever you are, I guarantee it's better than New Jersey. Wow. Well, yeah, the snow, not just in New Jersey, but in the Northeast and parts of the Midwest, even though, yes, you can get snow and you can get weather. 40 days until spring. Let's just say that. 40 days until spring. I guess spring can't come fast enough for some people. I have to say I like snow, but I wouldn't want to be in the middle of all of that. I mean, how many times are you out there shoveling and digging out cars? I hate the digging out car thing. To me, if you can stay in the house and not have to do with another snowmageddon, I guess that'd be okay. But not as much snow as they've had this time. I've got cousins that have young kids, and they're going crazy with how many days they have off. They think their kids are going to be going to school till July. They'll be lucky. July 4th, you know, July 3rd could be their last day of school, and then it's their vacation, but they're not going to have much of a summer vacation, that's for sure. Stay with us. Coming up on the flip side, what happened at the box office? Did you catch a movie over the weekend? We'll talk about it next.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LERPs. Soldiers love LERP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LERPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. but this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Everybody, I'm here.
Batman!
What's up, babe?
Babe!
What?
Oh, sorry, Batman. This is Emmett. Emmett, this is my boyfriend, Batman.
I'm Batman.
That's your boyfriend?
Wouldn't you know it? Lego. The Lego movie. It topped the box office just 1 week out. Almost $70 million it took in. That's crazy. I don't get it, but I just have to assume a lot of people took kids to the Lego movie. As compared to Monuments Men, which was the George Clooney movie, which had all that history in it about stealing the art so the Nazis didn't get it all and destroy it or hide it or whatever. And that movie took in just a little over $22 million. But, and this is only the first week for the Lego movie. So, there's some money in those Legos. And Legos are huge. They've made a huge comeback. A lot of people are buying their kids Legos. There's Legos that you can get that are made of everything from old movies, Star Wars, to current things, to whatever. I think I've told this story. I went to Legoland about a year and a half ago. And Legoland is in Winter Haven, Florida, which is about an hour something outside of Orlando. And a lot of people go to Legoland. There's only two Legolands in the United States, and one of them is in Florida. So it's big. I mean, it's a big attraction. And I guess this goes to the whole popularity of it and the kitschiness of it. I don't know. So that's why it took in that amount of money. And you've got to assume there are a lot of kids that are going to the movies, because even the animated flick Frozen, it's been out now for 12 weeks. So 12 weeks is a long time. But it's taken in 300, the total gross, $368 million. So it's one of the biggest hits of all. You could compare it to, let's see, 12 Years as a Slave, which has been out 17 weeks and is up for an Academy Award and all of that, just over $47 million. Then you look at some other, movies like, The Wolf of Wall Street cost $100 million to make the movie, and it's raked in just over $107 million. So, I don't know. What is the magic? I think if you're a movie maker, what do they say, kids and animals? I guess kids and animals. That's, you can cash in if it's any, halfway decent. So, Legoland, you're using voices and Legos and telling a kind of a crazy, story that is, anyone connected to Legos just made it huge. It's just an instant now franchise too, because you have to assume it was so easy to make this in a way that they could come and they'll come along and they'll make another one for sure. And it has to do, I think it has to do with the, it's the largest debut for Warner Brothers for an animated feature. And it only costs $60 million to make it. So it's going to recoup, and it recoups that money and more. And it goes back to the same thing of who's watching this movie. 55% are male. 35% go and watch the 3D version of it. And for anyone who is just under 18, they're saying that's what you're getting. People, a lot of people under 18. And, of course, President's Weekend, they think they're going to pick up even more because there's going to be people that are going to be off of work on Monday. And people going to Legoland, going to the Legoland Hotel, all that kind of stuff is just going to, it's going to work probably for Legoland, too, because it's going to have people that are going to be interested in going, going there. And if with that kind of opening, I mean, it could easily, who knows, have $200 million. I don't know why. In a way, it's just kind of stunning to me, I guess. See, I think you have to go back into the vault. We do these cheap movie reviews. And I don't know, maybe you went to see a movie over the weekend. And I like movies. I think it's good mind candy to get your mind to release your mind from other things that you're dealing with. It's just relaxation. But I don't like to go to a crummy movie. It has to have, it can't be completely junk to me. It has to be something that I want to see. And I like to see espionage-ish kind of movies, that kind of stuff. But I went to see, and I've said this now probably 7 times at least on the air here, but if I was going to tell you a movie to go and see, I would say go see American Hustle. American Hustle was really good. There's kind of this political bent to it, but it's not smashing you on the head with it. And it's cleverly done, good, great acting. And it goes back to it's like a throwback to the 70s, and I like it. And there's some other movies that are coming up that look to be pretty good. But if you're going to invest the time and a couple of bucks and going to see a movie, I don't know. I just can't imagine, even with my nephew, taking my nephew, I can't imagine. I don't even know if he would want to do that. I can't imagine. I understand the sarcastic comments and the funny things they're trying to do in it, but I can't imagine burning a couple of hours up and watching a bunch of Legos across the screen saying, kind of, one-liners, like one-liner Legos. That's all I can think of in my mind. And I just think it would be such a big waste of time. But look, shows you what I know, because obviously it's doing well. And it's going to shatter a bunch of records. I'm just oh so certain of it compared to some of the other things that are still rolling out there. All right, in the meantime, some other things that are creating the buzz in the backyards. There's a lot of conversation now because of the death of Philip Seymour Hoffman. Not that there wasn't before when people talked about drug use, but how many people are using heroin? How many teenagers are using heroin? What's the trend? That kind of thing. And, you know, we had an addiction expert on the show last week talking about that, talking about heroin, talking about addiction, the prevalency of it, that kind of thing. And I would say it's probably much more available and used than you can imagine. I mean, it's sort of like, in a sad way, a rebirth of heroin. And I just read a story about this in New York that they were saying that there has been a massive explosion of the amount of people who are coming in to substance abuse programs, centers, and what their addiction is heroin. A lot of them are addicted to heroin, and that it's escalated to sort of new highs. The CDC, the Centers for Disease Control, is saying nationwide heroin deaths are up 45% from 2006, the hard numbers they have, to 2010. I mean, in that, they're saying a decade ago, if somebody used two or three bags of heroin a day, that was an incredible user, that was a heavy user. But they're saying now for kids, that's nothing. That's like what they do in the morning, and then they do so much more later in the day. And what an epidemic. And they say Long Island, there is an incredible epidemic there, and that addiction counselors are actually seeing users as young as 12 years old. That's incredibly sad. And a lot of them from suburban families. They're close to airports, close to transportation areas. So they're having access to get some of the supplies for that. And it's led to this crackdown on prescription painkillers. There's been a big crackdown on that. And so what's happened because of that, because of the whole farm party thing, it's pushed them into other kinds of drugs. And one thing that's accessible is heroin. So it's pushed them into heroin use, which is crazy to think of that. They say the amount of heroin seized every year at the border. This is part of the problem with the borders, right? Has increased 232% from 2008 to 2012. I mean, that is awful. I mean, poison deaths. And especially with what some of this stuff is laced with. And they call the Long Island Expressway now Heroin Highway. Heroin Highway, that is how awful it is. And these are kids that are taking this. A lot of kids. And how many die from a fatal overdose? How many of the kids are overdosing? And how many parents have no idea that this is happening, and they have no clue that their kids are using heroin. Heroin arrests on Long Island are up 163% in the last year. Wow. Unreal. Stay with us.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. After more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Here on this hour of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Remember, you can always email the show simply by hitting us up at americatonight.net. Click on contact, and just like that, you're in. Bada bing. That's it. How awesome is that? This is not awesome. This might be one of the more tragic stories I've heard lately. You know, the fragility of life. Look, we never know when our number's up, right? But how would you like to be newlywed, happy, excited, in your 20s, with seemingly everything to look forward to, when you decide to base jump, and unfortunately, the chute doesn't open? So, a newlywed woman died after falling about 2,000 feet after her base jumping attempt anyway, in the Zion National Park. It's a beautiful area in Utah. If you've ever seen, sure you've seen pictures of it. If you, even on commercials, they've had them. So this 28-year-old Amber Bellows and her husband of just 2 weeks, Clayton Butler, climbed up the mountain there. And the peak is about 7,200 plus, right around in that range. And it just overlooks the park, right? And they were experienced base jumpers, apparently. And what you do is, in base jumping, is you leap from something that's a fixed object, and usually it's mountains, sometimes buildings, and then you use the parachute to slow the fall. The doing that is illegal in the park. So she jumped first, but her parachute didn't open. He jumped after her, but he couldn't reach her. So then he hiked out of the area to try to find help. And there was recovery teams that came in, and they found her. By the time they found her, it was about 10 o'clock in the morning on Sunday. They got her to, you know, they got her from where she was, and they took her to, got her in an ambulance and that sort of thing. But her death is the first of any kind of a base jumper in the park, and they're just investigating it. But, wow. And base jumping is such a cool thing to see. I've actually seen it, but it is so, so dangerous in certain areas. And it's, I mean, that's why they don't have it in the park. It was almost like the perfect cocktail. Geez, it's illegal to do it here. Boom, they do it. They have experience. They think they have it down, and then that happens. Just too bad for that to be so young, and then for him to see that when that's going on, and awful, awful thing. But that's the whole thing of risky kind of activities. You just never know. And then also Friday, heading into the weekend, Jay Leno said goodbye to The Tonight Show. It was his last show. He had Billy Crystal on, and there was a slew of other people that came on and did a campy song that Crystal was involved with. And that was kind of funny. I actually watched that. And Jay Leno had done The Tonight Show for 22 years. And at the end, when he was saying goodbye, he got really choked up, got teary-eyed, and talked about the fact that He lost, when he started The Tonight Show, he lost his mother, and then he lost his father, and then he lost his brother the following year. So it was really tough, and that The Tonight Show was like a family, and, you know, what it was like to leave the family and whatnot. And now it's Jimmy Fallon that comes in and takes over for a new generation. Fallon, just, you know, 40 years old. And this is the fifth host of The Tonight Show, which it's pretty historic, pretty interesting to see that transition, I think. But you remember the whole idea that Conan O'Brien originally was coming in, and all the blow-up that happened with that. Now that's passed, and Leno's out, and Fallon is in. So we'll see the transition to late-night TV. I think in future generations, you wonder how much the ratings will hold up and how many people will watch late night television. You know, I think of my nephew who's 12, and will he be interested in that? He watches television, but he's sort of unique. A lot of his friends only watch things that they throw on their iPad, that they've pre-downloaded, don't watch too much live. So you figure that's probably the bulk of his generation. So how long, you know, do you keep the attention on straight-up broadcast TV? We'll see, because that used to be the thing. Of course, in Carson days, you didn't have so much of the exploding until later cable television. And now, I mean, it's beyond that. There's thousands of things that you can watch versus watching things live, and you just download them, and it's serial watching and all that kind of stuff. I think a story that a lot of people are going to be talking about, certainly this upcoming week, and probably beyond that, too, because we'll have the draft coming up in pretty soon here in the NFL. Michael Sam, who's an All-American defensive lineman from Missouri and actually the AP's SEC Defensive Player of the Year, terrific athlete, said that he's gay in an interview on ESPN. He did that. He talked about that. He said that he stated publicly what his teammates and his coaches have known since August, that he is an openly proud gay man. That's what he said. So he's eligible for the NFL draft in May. Assuming he's drafted, which he could be because he's such a good player, he would become the first openly gay player in the history of the NFL. It's interesting. He was pretty mature about it in one sense, saying that he understands how big it is and that it is a big deal because no one's done it before, and it was kind of a nervous thing for him. And he says he wants to be a football player in the NFL, but he doesn't want to, he wants to be who he is. He said his decision to speak out now and to talk to the New York Times and ESPN comes because of his experiences a couple of weeks ago at the Senior Bowl, where he said people already seemed aware of his, you know, his sexual orientation. And he said he didn't realize how many people knew, so he decided, you know what, I think people know, so I just want to tell my truth, my story, my, you know, whatever, and to not have it twisted around. So he said he wasn't that worried. What's interesting is Gary Pinkle, who's a good guy, I've talked to him in the past before the Mizzou coach. He said that he's really proud of Sam. He released a statement. He said, we're really happy for, you know, Michael, that he's made the decision to announce it, and we're proud of him and how he represented Mizzou. And he's a great example of just how important it is to be respectful of others. And he's taught a lot of people firsthand that it doesn't matter what your background is or your personal orientation. We are all on the same team and we support each other. And it's interesting because he was raised in a small town in Texas, Hitchcock, and he said he didn't know when he was young. He just was confused, and that he had an upbringing filled with adversity. So telling the world that he was gay was nothing compared to what he grew up with, that his brother was killed from being shot. And he didn't know his oldest sister because she died when he was a baby. And the second oldest brother went missing in the late 90s. And the other two brothers were in and out of jail. So he came from a troubled background. He said, so actually releasing his personal information seems like nothing compared to the things that, you know, that he went through. And Greg Aiello, who is the NFL Senior VP of Communications, released a statement, and he said, we admire Michael Sam's honesty and courage. He's a football player. Any player with ability and determination can succeed in the NFL. We look forward to welcoming and supporting Michael Sam in 2014. Now let's see what coaches and owners and front office types think, and if his stock will actually drop in the draft or not. Thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.